nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one, in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The nation's employers added 336,000 jobs in September.
The Labor Department reports show that hiring last month jumped from a 227,000 increase in August, which was revised sharply higher. Last month's unexpectedly strong gains suggest many companies remain confident enough to keep hiring despite high interest rates and a hazy outlook for the economy. The economy has now added an average of 266,000 jobs a month in the past 3 months.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, also at townhall.com. President Biden defending his administration's decision to waive 26 federal laws in South Texas. That's to allow for construction of roughly 20 miles of U.S.-Mexico border wall. The Democratic president said he had no choice but to use the Trump-era funding for the barrier to stop illegal migration from Mexico. Former President Trump endorsing Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio as the next House Speaker.
Trump threw his support behind House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jordan, one of the former president's top defenders, to succeed Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker, calling him a star on social media. The announcement came in the wee hours of Friday, soon after Trump said he would be open to serve as interim leader himself, absent a GOP decision on a successor. Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana were the first to announce their candidacy.
That's congressional correspondent Edwin Mora. In a memorial service in San Francisco Thursday, Vice President Harris, other national leaders praising the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein as a leader of uncommon integrity and defender of American values. The Dow up 230 points, the S&P 500 adding 39. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Turkish warplanes have carried out airstrikes on sites believed to be used by U.S.-backed Kurdish militant groups in northern Syria.
The strikes late on Thursday came after the U.S. military shot down an armed Turkish drone that came within 500 yards of American troops. Turkey says its jets have now targeted around 30 sites in northern Syria, destroying caves, bunkers, shelters and warehouses. Turkey's been carrying out these strikes on Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria following a suicide attack outside the Interior Ministry building earlier this week. In Washington, the Pentagon said the Turkish drone bombed targets near the American troops, forcing them to go to bunkers for safety. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Typhoon Koinu heading towards southern China and Hong Kong after bringing record-breaking winds and leaving one dead in Taiwan. Breaking news at townhall.com. Former President Trump has temporarily dropped his $500 million lawsuit against Michael Cohen, his former lawyer and fixer who is now a key witness in a criminal case against him.
Trump had accused Cohen of spreading falsehoods with malicious intent and causing vast reputational harm. Trump has also accused Cohen of breaking a confidentiality agreement that he employment. The former president and GOP frontrunner's decision comes days before he was set to give a deposition in that Florida case against Cohen. That testimony was originally scheduled for October 3rd, but Trump rescheduled so he could attend the first 3 days of a separate New York civil fraud trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oklahoma considering trying to impose a temporary pause on executions. One lawmaker voicing concerns about the possibility of an innocent person being put to death. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Emotions were high at the Capitol Wednesday during lengthy public hearings on bills to exclude transgender youth from participating in high school and college sports. Sam Grover with the Freedom from Religion Foundation told the Assembly Committee on Education that the bills needlessly target trans students.
There's scientific literature that shows that it's extremely beneficial for a trans student to be able to self-identify.
Republican lawmakers want trans students in separate co-ed leagues and away from boys' or girls' high school sports. Grover said that'll violate their students' constitutional protections. This year's Madison edition of the World Naked Bike Ride took place in June. Now it's the subject of proposed legislation at the Capitol.
A 10-year-old participated in this year's ride, and a photo showing her was apparently posted to Facebook. State Senator Chris Kapinga drafting two bills in response.
If you agree that people shouldn't be allowed to expose their genitals in public and that minor children shouldn't be paraded naked through streets and photographed, then I encourage your support on these bills.
One of the measures would criminalize taking a child to an event with people intentionally exposing themselves or photographing a child at such an event. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A man connected to an armored car robbery that left a guard dead pleaded not guilty Thursday. Colby Logan was the getaway driver in the July robbery at the North Shore Bank location on Milwaukee's northwest side. Prosecutors say another man involved in the robbery, Damian Huff, shot armored truck guard Scott B. of Waukesha. B. died 2 weeks after the shooting. In addition to the armored car robbery, Huff and Logan are also connected to five armed robberies of four Milwaukee Walgreens pharmacies. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Margie, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Changes are proposed to the Republican plan to maintain American Family Field. Public hearing Thursday at Wisconsin State Fair Park on the plan to repair the Brewers ballpark, and the lead author of the bill, Saukville State Representative Rob Brooks, suggesting a ticket tax on non-Brewer events at the stadium, returning a seat on the stadium board to Milwaukee, and exploring development of a portion of the parking lot there into an entertainment district. And a call to update the Americans with Disabilities Act. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of 11 agencies are encouraging the U.S. Department of Justice to adopt proposed rules to make it easier for individuals with disabilities to navigate state and local government websites and mobile apps. Some of those proposals include allowing a screen reader to accurately and efficiently navigate web page descriptive captions for photos and videos in high contrast colors and adjustable text sizes. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside service will take place at Forest Home Cemetery, Saturday, October 7th, starting at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. Clifford J. Timmers, 90, of Kennan, passed away at his home on Sunday, October 1st. He is survived by his children, Dale, Clayton, Randy, and Brad. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 7th, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation held from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, with a rosary prayer service beginning at 7 p.m. Visitation also held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. prior to the Mass at the church on Saturday. This has been the funeral notice for Clifford J. Timmers, age 90, of Kennan. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by three great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church, located in Ogama. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio, abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Hurry in before October 13th to take advantage of 0% financing up to 60 months on a new hot tub from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Choose from top brands like Nordic, Vita, Free Flow, or Hot Springs. Purchase in stock or order by October 13th to lock in 0%. Let Leisure City's friendly expert staff guide you through everything from choosing your hot tub to installation and maintenance. Remember to get there by October 13th so you don't miss out on 0% financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Leisure City on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North.
On the outdoor scene this weekend, we'll be viewing fall colors, which are peaking in many locations right now over the northern half of Wisconsin and upper Michigan. There are more leaves dropping, too. Also on the outdoor scene will be high school and college football games to attend, youth sporting events as well. And this Saturday and Sunday, as I mentioned yesterday, we have the firearm deer hunt happening for the youth. So good luck to the youth. And that means we need to wear blaze orange or pink when hunting this weekend, except waterfowl hunting. And with the cool fall weather, water temperatures on our lakes will start to slip down perhaps a bit, so that maybe will help to trigger some muskie and walleye feeding action. Good luck. Today's minor fish feeding period is 11:45 to 12:45. The major is from 6 till 8 late today. And then for Saturday and Sunday, your major fish and game feeding periods are in the early mornings. And then also after sunset times, the minors are in the early afternoons. And the moon now enters the last quarter phase, so it's losing intensity, rising close to midnight, and then setting in the late afternoons. The sunrise time is 7:06. Sunset time this evening in Park Falls is at 6:34. Weather-wise, cool air is sweeping in with clouds and a few rain showers. Some significant rain expected this morning. Winds increase quite a bit from the west direction here, 12 to 25 miles per hour. Temperatures hold in the 40s. Tonight, we'll have clouds decrease a bit. Maybe a light shower yet early tonight. Otherwise, it should die out. And then overnight lows will drop down to about 36. Maybe some scattered frost, but there'll be some wind. So not really too much expected there. Then on Saturday, we could see morning sun, then scattered clouds and a sprinkly shower. Our high is at around 50. Winds are lighter from the northwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And then Sunday's cloudy with a chance for a few light rain showers. Our high Sunday is around 50 with winds out of the east at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Enjoy the outdoors this weekend. I'm Carl Klopotic.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing there today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself? All
good. We're looking for that neighborhood news, Lori, as always. What you got for us today?
All right. This ranch-style home sits on a large lot on the South Fork of the Flambeau River. There's an open concept kitchen, dining room, and living room on the first floor. Also featured on the first floor are two nice-sized bedrooms, a full bath, covered back porch, and front deck overlooking the river. The walkout basement has another large bedroom, three-quarter bath, family room, laundry room, and bonus room. New to the home are 30 solar panels, so the electric bill could be nil. A three-car detached garage and lean-to fits the vehicles, toys, and wood for the fire pit. Walking out toward the river is a nicely landscaped patio area with a natural stone retaining wall. Down the boardwalk is an absolute great place to sit in front of a fire, watch the wildlife, and listen to the rapids of the river. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, we'll check in again later, Lori, for more neighborhood news. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too, Joel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
It's 2-for-1. You choose happy hour, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Burgers Bar & Grill, Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Close Wednesdays.
Discover Lego Magic at Disney Bricks, downtown on Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin. During the Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and 50-50 raffle to raise money for Mary Bailyn's Cancer Care Bag Project. Happening Saturday, October 7th. Raffle proceeds will be split evenly between Mary's Cancer Care Bag Project and the prize pumpkin Disney Bricks gift certificate winner. Please submit your pumpkin for judging to Disney Bricks between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Friday, October 6th. And purchase your 50-50 tickets there between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday, October 7th, to vote on your favorite winning pumpkin. Disney Bricks Community Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and Cancer Care Bag Project, where imagination knows no bounds.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 46, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows around 33, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48, cloudy skies. Upper 40s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers, turning cooler Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range, high of 46 this afternoon, lows level off around 33 tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 42.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears got plenty of offense in their first win of the season over the Washington Commanders.
Justin Fields threw for 282 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Bears got off to a 27-3 lead and upset the Commanders 40-20 for their first win of the season.
It's a feeling that you just never wanted to end, so, just part of the way, you know, all the guys came out and played tonight, and, O-line did the thing versus the dominant D-line.
Fields threw 3 of his scoring strikes to DJ Moore, who finished the night with 8 catches for 230 yards. The Commanders fell to 2-3 on the year. Rookie quarterback Sam Howell threw for 338 yards and 2 touchdowns with an interception as the Commanders turned the ball over 2 times. Craig Heist, Landover, Maryland.
Off the field, Hall of Fame middle linebacker Dick Butkus of the Chicago Bears has died at the age of 80. This is SRN Sports. NBA news, reigning MVP Joel Embiid has told USA Basketball that he intends to play for them at the Paris Olympics. USA Basketball does not plan to name its team until the spring of 2024, but if healthy, Embiid would seem certain to have one of the 12 spots on the squad that'll be coached by the Golden State's Steve Kerr. In golf, Chesson Hadley played a clean round for an 8-under 64 in the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi. That gives him a 1-shot lead over Brandon Wu and Henrik Norlander. Meanwhile, Hyo-Joo Kim took the first-round lead Thursday at the Ascendant LPGA in The Colony, Texas, breaking away at Old American with a back-nine birdie to run to a 7-under 64. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Packers are looking for a faster start when they face the Raiders in Monday Night Football action. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. In 4 games, the Packers have managed just 23 first-half points. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, I think we just got to get into our rhythm faster. Kind of what I said, just find the completions early, get the ball moving, and kind of just getting ourselves out of maybe the third and long situations we put ourselves in. Cleaning up penalties, just all the pre-snap things that is hurting ourselves. So I think once we get that rhythm going again, we'll be good.
Bears kicked off week 5 of the NFL season with a 40-20 win over Washington at FedEx Field. The Bears won for the first time this season. Chicago Hall of Famer Dick Butkus passed away this week at the age of 80. The Butkus family said he died peacefully in his sleep at his Malibu, California home. Big Ten Conference released the football schedule format and matchups for the 2024 through 2028 seasons on Thursday. USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington set to join the Big Ten next season, giving the league 18 teams. In 2024, the top 2 teams in the standings will meet for the championship. The Badgers will host Oregon, Minnesota, Penn State, and Purdue, plus 3 non-conference games, with one of them being against Alabama in 2024. On the road, the Badgers get Iowa, Nebraska, Northwestern, Rutgers, and USC. Bucks forward Chris Middleton had right knee surgery in May, said it was a no-brainer.
It wasn't hard. It was something where you're going to be dealing with this pain unless we go in there and get this procedure to help you out. And I'm glad I did. And, you know, right after surgery, felt immediate relief and feel good, ready to go.
Middleton says he fully expects to be ready for the team's season opener October 26th. Against Philadelphia. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team improved to 3-0. They knocked off Boston College 5-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at the Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, The Entrance, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device, payment, purchase, or full retail. Purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin, home of the Packers.
A cold beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Sales in a mag light, a needle drop on a 4.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. Chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, country fan like I am.
Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Flies in a jar. This is a Gabby Barrett glory days. So I was online today looking at Zillow at expensive homes. What kind of homes are on the market that I could buy after I win Powerball? I put the bottom price at $10 million, all right? Everything had to be $10 million or more. I thought, you know, shoot for the moon. Anyways, Powerball is going up to $1.4 billion. And it will be the third ranked jackpot of all time. How about that? I want to wait until it's the number one jackpot of all time. That's when I want to win. So I'm not playing right now. No, I'm kidding. I'm playing.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
At 11 a.m. every Friday, enjoy a fish fry, spotted cow, beer batter, dipped cod, coleslaw, and a side for $11.99 at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Swatch Painting would like to encourage all women to show their support in the fight against breast cancer. Contact your healthcare provider and schedule a mammogram today. This message is courtesy of Stephanie, family, and staff at Swatch Painting, specializing in interior and exterior painting. Always quality work on time, on budget, at a competitive price. Call for your estimate today at 715-891-5297 or visit www.inspiredfae9.wixsite.com. That's Swatch Painting, on the air because they care.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow. Or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs level off around 46, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows around 33. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching. Cloudy skies. Upper 40s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range. High of 46 this afternoon. Lows level off around 33 tonight. We should top off around 48 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 44.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country. The hottest.
98 Q Country.
When you kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look,
your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next. All I know, I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter.
On your hips every time. You have been looking. four wheels on a through lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eyes.
George Burge, Mind on You. I'm John St. John here. So I really would like to get my piece of that $1.4 billion in Powerball. And I told you I was looking at houses on Zillow. I have found a nifty little house for about $8.5 million. I think that would work out well. Just rustic enough and modern enough to suit all of my tastes. $8.5 million on a house. That's what I'd spend. Probably more. Coming up, we've got Jason Aldean, Warren Zeters, Thomas Rhett, and Riley Green, If I Ever Won Powerball.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous
98Q Country.
she knows I'm alone.